Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Michelle. How may I help you today?
Yes. Can you tell me what this company is?
We're a third-party call center. We help with a lot of online companies. They usually sell things. We help with their orders. I can find a charge for you. I would need a zip code, please.
60435.
Okay, thank you. And your name?
Lori Collins.
Lori.
L-O-R-I. C-O-L-L-I-M-S.
Do you have a date on the charge?
Well, it says that on my account, it says today.
Today? Can I ask for how much?
$49.97.
Okay. Can it be under anybody else's name?
It's in my bank account.
Do you have a joint bank account?
No.
Or does somebody have access to your car to order things, is what I'm saying?
No. That's why I'm calling, is I want to see if somebody that has compromised my card and is charging something on, because I did not call, I did not make a order today or yesterday.
Okay. Can I have the last four digits of the card that is charging, please?
Okay. Hold on 1 minute.
Okay.
Nine nine eight nine.
Yeah. Thank you. Let me try and look for it. Okay, I see a Lori Collins here. Let me see if this would be your charge. Can you verify either an email or a shipping address?
Shipping address would be if I was to buy something, I usually send it to my mom's house. So 617 Indian Hill Road in Deerfield.
Yes, ma'am. It looks like that is the one we have. Let me see where this came from. I see there was I see some charges here. Let me explain to you how this happened. I see that this began with a free gift that was selected of a foot massager. It was $7.45 for the shipping. From the Factory Direct stores. Factory Direct stores is a membership based website. People can sign up.
Oh, I never wanted a membership. Never wanted a membership. Can I cancel that and get the charges reversed?
Well, I can't reverse the charges. They sent the gift card already. The membership consists of them sending
what
a gift
card
in your email. It's in your email. The gift card has $125 for you to spend on their website for the month. They charge $49.97 to be enrolled. I'll go ahead and cancel your account so they can't charge you next month. But as
okay, the thing is that when did they send the email?
It says the 6th today. It can be under your spam if you don't receive emails from them usually.
All right. Do you know what the company, can you tell me the company name again?
I'll tell you the email that it came from if that's easier. Let's see.
Oh, okay.
The email that it came from was support@tryextremediscountsupply.com. I'm sorry.
Okay. Try Extreme.
Extreme. Mm-hmm. Discountsupply.com.
Okay. So support@tryextremediscountsupply.com?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because every time, anytime I do something like that and they say there's a membership involved, I always cancel that membership.
Oh,
or
because a membership, where they were trying to get members to sign up for their website and they would give them a free gift as a welcome gift. But for the misunderstanding, I can do a 35% refund on that charge for you. You can still use the card that they sent.
Okay, if I can find it.
Yeah, well, tell me if you find it. If not, I can hit a resend button. It should be in, it might be in your spam because.
I'm looking in my spam right
okay.
now.
All right.
And let's see.
It should be recent.
Yeah, I don't see it in my spam.
Or in your inbox.
Or in my inbox.
Did you search the email that I gave you to see if any emails popped up?
I can do that. Is discount spelled out?
Yes, everything's spelled out. Mm-hmm.
No, nothing.
Okay. I don't know if they sent it yet or it just says today. I don't know if they're planning to send it, but I can hit this button to resend your email, but for the inconvenience, I'm sorry what happened. I can raise that up to a 50% refund because it should be in your email by now.
Right. No, there's nothing here.
Okay,
and,
that's... well, let me check if this
going,
is...
What is this?
Let me check if this is your email, if we have it placed correctly. It says LoriDC1958@gmail.com.
Yep.
Okay, so we have your email, right? It's probably just taking a little bit to send that email. But for the inconvenience, ma'am, would you like for me to place that 50% refund and go ahead and resend that gift card?
Yes.
Okay. Once you receive the email, it's pretty straightforward. It has a gift card code and the link to the website. You go to the website, you choose as many things as you want. As long as it adds up to $125 of the value, when you go to checkout, instead of placing your credit card information, you would place the gift card information and basically knocks the balance out to zero. You just have it shipped to your house. But I canceled it so you won't have the membership anymore. And like I said, for the courtesy, I'll go ahead and place this refund for you. Give me 1 second.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm like sitting there going, I don't remember. Anything that said that they wanted me to have a membership.
It should have been as soon as you placed the order for the gift and the terms and conditions. I don't know what happened, but I'll just go ahead and process this for you. 1 second. And you did say your email is correct that we have, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, just making sure. All right, your refund should post in about 3 to 5 business days. Be on lookout for the email. It should be on the top of your inbox as soon as we send it to you. Is there anything else I can help you out with?
No, I'm just kind of I'm glad that it's not somebody stealing my identity.
Yeah, I think it was just a bit of a misunderstanding, but, you know, I'm glad you called to get it resolved.
Right, and I'll be looking for it because I get notifications on my phone of emails that are sent to me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
Maybe it will most likely be in your spam, though. So just be on the lookout for that, because you know how emails from different stores just end up in spam because they're from stores. So this might end up there. So just letting you know, it might be there.
Okay.
So be expecting your email and your refund in 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I could do to help?
No, you've been very good. I wish I could get the whole thing, but, you know, I can understand that I might have done something and not realized it.
Yeah, well, at least you can use the whole $125 on the gift card, so there's
yeah,
nothing stopping.
Really
yeah, so pick anything you want that adds up to $125, and you should just have it shipped. But just know you won't have the membership for next month since I canceled it. Do you need a cancellation number?
Yeah, can you email that to me?
Mm-hmm. We'll go ahead and email. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, not unless there's something you think I should know.
No, ma'am, I just wanted to confirm to you that it was canceled, but you would like that sent in an email, so I got that handled for you.
Oh, thank you.
You're
the
welcome.
More information I have, the more I can figure out what I did.
Gotcha. Well, we'll definitely send that over so you can read over it.
Okay, thank you so much, and you have a great day.
You too. Thanks for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.